And we are back. It's The Grandstand. And this is an emergency podcast episode because just in the last hour, it was announced that AlphaTauri, with immediate effect, have replaced Daniel Ricciardo for the rest of the season. And I'm joined by P-Money. What hey, up?
What's going on? What an eventful Tuesday. For F1.
I did not see this coming. At least, I shouldn't say that. Didn't see this coming until at least the summer break.
Right. I mean, say the two guys that put DeVries for Grobo every weekend and on the shit list. But I agree with you, man. I thought they might give him an extra month. I mean, we're going to a few tracks that he should know. Yeah, kind of caught off guard there, but Helmut and Red Bull always know how to throw a good curveball, I like to say. Silly season, effectively. We argued about when it started, if it started. My friend, it is fucking here.
It's wild to think that, well, it's wild to think, one, that Nyck de Vries, who last year really came, I think, impressed a lot of people with fill-in performances. Mm-hmm. And this season has just been kind of nowhere. Just being beat by Yuki week in and week out. And I guess I have a question for you. Do you feel that this is a fair is this fair to Nyck de Vries?
Oh man, I'm going to sound like a F1 like purist, but you know, F1 is not a fair sport. And Red Bull is always the first team to remind us of that. But, you know, as a fellow human being, I feel for the guy because I like DeVries. I think he put in some good performances last year. He was the talk of the town. Remember, he had options for possibly Alpine, AlphaTauri. Merck was throwing a reserve driver role for him. And all of a sudden, he's a rookie and he's not performing as well as they would have liked. But also I think that Yuki isn't, you know, putting in incredible performances either. I think it's a bit rough and I think there might be something a little bit bigger behind the scenes that Red Bull and the Red Bull family is trying to accelerate, in my opinion, AKA Checo, watch your back, boy.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me. I guess my follow-up question to that would be, is this fair to de Vries? Not only because it's only halfway through the season, but it looks like that AlphaTauri is a shitbox.
I mean, we saw what they did in Silverstone. They finished P16 and P17. De Vries only finished 2 seconds off of Yuki, so he's not getting his ass kicked either. And he might actually start getting closer. So yeah, they're definitely not helped with this piece of shit car that AlphaTauri has given them. And AlphaTauri is actually crumbling behind the scenes. There's a lot of staff being replaced, getting fired, leaving the team, talks about being sold. So I don't know. It could be a good marketing tool for them to maybe sell. We know they're rebranding next year. But at the end of the day, I think it's he could have raced a few more races, I think, and to get a proper assessment. But, you know, let's be real here. I think the real question is, what are we doing with DR3? DR3 is replacing him. And why is he coming in midseason? I think the bigger picture is that Red Bull might be trying to have a good old Max and Danny Rick lineup in 2024.
I have mixed feelings about DR3 taking this seat. I think you do as well. I think the seat is below Daniel Ricciardo. Personally, I think he's in a position where if he doesn't perform, not only if he doesn't perform, if he doesn't blow Yuki out of the water, good luck getting a seat anywhere else. And I mean, this is in some ways, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, but in some ways, this is a trial to see what happens for that second seat at Red Bull. And Christian vehemently denied that the seat is up for grabs right now. But you got to think, with Checo's current form, there's a lot to be said about that, which we'll cover in another episode. But I think it's this is just so it's just typical Red Bull bullshit, honestly. And I it's hard for me not I mean, I know that the sport is ruthless, but you know, these guys have so many irons in the fire as far as their junior driver program goes. I mean, there's talk about Lawson taking the seat instead of DR3. I personally think this is insanely unfair to DeVries. I think he's had a tough go of it to start the season, but he's a proven driver. He's won F2. He's won FE. He's, you know, the Formula E championship. He's an incredibly talented driver. And I think AlphaTauri and Red Bull as a whole need to take some accountability here for the piece of shit car that they made.
Right.
Never happen.
Right. No. We'll probably hear it later because Frantos will probably talk next year when he's not in the team anymore. Not
at the team, yeah.
But if I didn't make things clear earlier in the episode, I do believe that Danny Ric is coming in with the knowledge, the telemetry that he has on Yuki, given that he's been in the sim and Yuki's also been in the sim, that he's going to beat him.
Yeah,
maybe not comprehensively, but that he will not be crushed. Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken that risk. And I do believe that he's shown enough to Red Bull to basically have a direct comparison between himself and Checo for the rest of this year to see if Checo actually maintains his seat in 2024. I thought that it might be a 2025 situation with Danny Ric getting a proper winter testing session in to get ready for proper racing next year. But I think they've accelerated that. And if you're a Danny Ric fan, this is great news. I would be shocked if Yuki beats Danny Ric, like if he crushes him. I think DR3 knows he's got him in his back pocket and he's going to just go to town. He's not going to score any results, but he's going to out-qualify him and he's going to out-race him until the end of the year.
He's going to take him out back to the woodshed and show him who's boss. He's going to take his belt off and whoop his ass. it was like a Danny Rickism that we could do.
Like a wrestling move, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to Stone Cold Stunner his ass.
What's that move when he picks you, when you pick someone up and you kind of lower them onto your knee? Yeah,
the tombstone.
Yeah, I just imagine we need to do a little gif with that.
Yeah, DR3 with Yuki, and we'll just paste Yuki's head on whoever's getting their head thrown into the mat. But, well, you know what's funny? We're not funny, but Yuki's current trainer is Danny Ric's former trainer and also childhood friend.
Michael Italiano,
who
we've met during the various banners that we had in winter testing.
Indeed.
Ooh, it's looking good for him, for his job, at least.
I mean, big ups to Italiano. I'm Helmut Marko might be the most egregious person in Formula One.
Yeah, and this clearly shows that too. Because, you know, if you look at what AlphaTauri is, it's a junior team.
Right.
Meant to bring up junior drivers from F2. These days, mostly they come out of F2. Lawson was in Super Formula and he's actually crushing it out there. It's probably the most competitive single seater after F2 in the junior categories.
Yep.
You know, if you ask anyone what's the logical step, it's you put him in, especially mid-season. That just shows you that AlphaTauri may no longer be what it said it would be doing in terms of bringing in juniors. I guess Yuki is one, and I feel like Yuki has raised his game considerably this year as well. But putting Danny Ric in the AlphaTauri doesn't really fit with, you know, the vision statement of that team. So
no. Well, I think they're desperate at this point because they're last in the championship, and to bring in a driver who's untested, I think is a bigger risk than saying to Danny Ric, you know, he's a proven race winner, obviously still an insanely talented driver, and
absolutely,
they need to collect points so they're not finishing bottom of the barrel. But, you know, another thing too is I just wonder if Danny Ric even had a choice. So they're like, you're getting in that car or you're, you know, there's some sort of, I think he probably leapt at the opportunity because it's like, get me back into a car to prove myself. But there's a huge risk involved there. And I do wonder in the back of his mind if he was thinking, you know, why would I want to put myself in this position when I could just hang back as a reserve driver and kind of demonstrate what I can do in the sim. There's so many different scenarios that could play out, right?
But this is where I think that this is definitely a bigger play here, and it's getting Danny Rick back in the A-team Red Bull next year.
And then there it is.
Bring in Lawson for an actual proper start of the season. It'd probably do him well to actually get winter testing. As you said, not throw him into a car like this, because he would probably get destroyed and get the same treatment as De Vries, right? So,
well, I just think it's ironic though that if that is in fact the play, Danny Rick is going to go back to be number two to Max, which is why he left in the first place, right? If that is in fact what's happening here,
good old full circle for Danny Rick.
Trailer park girls go around the outside.
As a DR3 fan, I'm stoked. I'm stoked.
Yeah, man. Me too. I'm stoked to have him back. I want him to absolutely crush Yuki.
Yes.
Take him out to the barn, baby.
Tombstone.
Stone Cold Stunner. Because Stone Cold says so. But yeah, man, big news today. But we'll see what happens. We've got Hungary coming up. And this has been a fun little emergency episode. And to Nick DeVries, if you ever listen to this episode,
stand tall,
my man.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers. Keep your chin up. Indy does, ex F1 drivers do well in Indy. So
yeah, maybe he'll get that would be a pretty good series for him to go to. So, anyway, for P Money and myself, F Knowles, we will see you on the next episode of the Grandstand.